Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. You caught me in the middle of a bomb hit. It always happens. I'm getting ready for the show, and I'm like, what do I need? I got the radio, I got my sound effects, I got everything, I got magic. Stevie Nicks is here. Okay, no, she's not, but we really wish she was. That would be awesome. Can you imagine? No. We're taking more bomb hits because we can, and because it's Weedsday Wednesday. So, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. For the best day, it's May 15th. I can't believe it's halfway through the year already. I know, that's some cray 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 cray. That's cray 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 cray. If there is such a cray cray thing, that's it, man. That is it. So this morning, I sent out an email blast to everybody saying, hey, we're going to read the latest initiative on air, which we're going to do. I'm also going to post that link for everybody in the blogger section that wants to blog along with us. You can definitely do that. And, just welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. It's going to be a great, great show. All right. Well, no Cannabis Kid today. I know that sucks, but we do have a lot of marijuana, which is always a good thing. So we'll just keep smoking the marijuana. Silver Sister will be here soon. And we will just get started with our radio show. So there's a lot to read. And we're just going to, I know there's some news and some things out there. I did post on our Facebook page. Let me see if I can find it. I suck at Facebook. So let's see if I can even find the page. Yeah, I know. Thanks, Greenwood. I really appreciate your laughter and your support. Okay, so let's see here. There's the page. No, we don't want an inbox. We want our page because I posted a video that Rick Simpson himself did, I believe. I haven't watched it yet, so my apologies if it's not any good. But I did post a video from Rick Simpson on how to make the infamous Rick Simpson oil, which is basically just a concentration. You know, it's the extract of all the oils in your plant. So you could call it Bellstar oil if you would like to. So, you know, if you want to make your Bellstar oil, have a nice ring like this, RSO. BSO. Okay, whatever. You can make it. And it's right here. First of all, I'll share the link to the initiative we're going to read on our little blog here. And then I will share also the Rick Simpson article on our thing about making Rick Simpson oil. Because, I don't know how to do this. So we'll figure it out. Just go to Tumbleweeds Health Center. It's THCAZ. So Facebook.com/THC for Tumbleweeds Health Center AZ. And you can find it there. But I got online because somebody that I know and love very much needed some of this oil. And so I figured out how to make it myself because I didn't want this person to just go buy random stuff. He's an older gentleman, And I just didn't want him to go buy just anything in a dispensary that I wasn't aware of. So stuff that I had grown and I made for him myself is working wonders. Also, for my dog, who, quote, has not had a seizure for almost 2 months. So that's really spectacular. And that's because of the oil as well. Very simple recipe, very easy to make. I use the alcohol, the 151 alcohol. And I actually just ordered the 190. You can buy an even higher proof to extract even more of the cannabinoids up. And I got a great extraction. It was 58%. I got 58% of the cannabinoids, which the lab said was pretty good for my, it was really good for my first time doing it. And I got a 6.5% THC and a 3.5% CBD. So there wasn't going to be a whole lot of psychoactivity going on, which is what I wanted to have happen, especially for my dog. Don't need my dog dripping out unless I join him. So you can make this oil for yourself. It's quite simple. I would take an ounce of cannabis and start with that, and some alcohol, pure alcohol, 151, and go from there. So maybe this video, making cannabis oil with Rick Simpson, will show you that. I do have another one that I really like on YouTube. If you YouTube how to make RSO and you scroll down, there's a doctor from Northern California who she sits in her kitchen and shows you how to make it really easily, which is the recipe I use. And so at that, let's get on over to the initiative. This is Initiative 08 for 2020. This is for cannabis legalization. And we're going to have the authors of this initiative on air as soon as I quit blabbing and finish reading. All right, so here we go. We're continuing. This is from a continuation from last week. And this is, we're in section 3-3706, licensing. A, no permit, license, or tax shall be required for the manufacture, cultivation, transportation, or consumption of cannabis for personal use or for the transfer of cannabis to other persons for personal use who are at least 18 years of age. Okay, so far we've got unlimited grow, which is fantastic. I don't know how it's going to fly with the public. But we also have 18 years or older can have cannabis. And I don't know how that's going to fly with the public, but we'll see. Like I've stated before, we won't vote for an initiative that's going to take our rights away. Damn right. You can't take our rights to grow away. It's a plant. That's like saying you can't grow strawberries, which I have in my backyard right now. I'll take my strawberries away. I'm growing tomatoes this year. And you can't tell us that we can't have a cannabis business. You can't tell me that Costco is afraid of the farmer's market at Rito over here every day or every weekend, because they're not. So you give a crap about your mom and pop growing butter lettuce. So seriously, there's no way we're giving up rights to have cannabis businesses either. That's just like telling everybody in America, okay, from now on, the businesses that are here are the only ones that are going to be able to be here. So from now on, you can't start another business because we've got it all taken care of. We've got it all covered. I don't think there's anything new out there you need, so we've got it all covered. And you know what? Don't fly. Okay. So, B, a person or entity operating a business for profit from retail sales of cannabis or cannabis products shall obtain a transaction privilege tax license, your TPT, or any standard local tax and or business license that is generally applicable to the type of commercial activity the business is engaged in and shall be subject to generally applicable agricultural laws and regulations. No cannabis-specific licenses shall be mandated, enacted, or required, and no cannabis-specific license shall fees, and no cannabis-specific license fees shall be levied, enacted, mandated, required, or collected. No cannabis-specific taxes shall be levied, mandated, required, or collected. All right. C. A person who engages in the sale of cannabis lawfully produced at a home garden shall not be subject to licensing or taxation. No license shall be required for the home garden where the cannabis was lawfully produced. So see, there again, we're going back to farmers markets, and they're awesome. There's no competition. Fry's, Albertsons, Safeway, Sprouts, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, none of these people care. In fact, all the farmers market does is encourage people to go out and eat healthier and, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables wherever they go. All right. Deep. Oh, the other thing is I really hope that our gun rights aren't affected, as they're not affected by anyone taking Vicodin or Oxy or Dilaudid or whatever. So, well, they're not supposed to have them either, but they do. I hope that our Second Amendment rights are protected in this as well, because it's important. People should, if they want, have the right to bear arms, I believe. And that's one thing that they have said so far, that if you have a marijuana card, you're not supposed to buy guns. So, anywho, we'll see what else this initiative protects. And D, owners and their agents of commercial grows, small farms, and home gardens shall not be denied the right to sell and dispose of cannabis at their discretion or restricted in any other manner, except in the manner and to the extent provided for in this chapter. Basically, follow the law, folks. E, a commercial grow may be subject to inspection by the Department of Agriculture when the inspection is uniform as to the same product and without cost to the producer. I say stay out of my garden. Yeah, I don't. If you're growing at home, that's like having the Department of Agriculture come check on my strawberries. Sorry, guys, you're not doing very well. I know that. I do know that. I'm trying, but they're very sensitive. So, but I have gotten some tiny good strawberries off. But I, you know, just if we're going to be allowed to grow, just stay out of my garden. You know, if I want to grow a couple plants for my own use, that's fine. If I need more than, you know, six plants or so, that's what the dispensaries are and the farmers markets hopefully will be around for. I don't think anyone needs to grow 100 plants if, you know, I mean, it depends on if they're going to be selling farmers markets, I guess, and that's all laid out here too about which type of licensing you can use to sell. But for home growth, you know, you only need, you know, a few plants if you don't really have a condition that requires that much more. But that therein lies why the dispensaries and things like Costco are around. You can go pick up your small batch of fruits and vegetables, and when your family comes, you might need something bigger. Okay, F, a person who maintains a home garden may not be denied the right to sell and dispose of cannabis or restricted in any manner except in the manner and to the extent provided for in this chapter and provided that the sale takes place at a location zoned for commercial activity. So basically, again, follow the laws of business. You don't operate a business in a residential neighborhood. It's just something you don't do. Home gardens and small farms shall not be subject to inspection by lawful authority. Home gardens and small farms shall be exempt from all inspections. Okay, there you go. Stay out of my garden. H, the right to sell and dispose of cannabis shall extend to the producers, employees, and agents when the products are sold or disposed of on his behalf and for his benefit. I, any cannabis products produced by a commercial grow and small farms that are intended for wholesale or retail sale shall, prior to sale, be contained or packaged and labeled or have signage placed in a conspicuous place with the following information regarding the product. Okay, so this is what you have, the information that your consumer needs to know. One, a symbol or other mark indicating that the package contains cannabis. Okay, giant pot leaf, that's pretty simple. Two, information indicating the tetrahydrocannabinol, oh my God, that's a hard one, THC. Information indicating the THC cannabidiol potency levels. Okay, good. So that's just letting us know how strong or not it is. Three, spore count level of any mold present. Why are we having mold present? And there shouldn't be any sales of that. And that I don't want to see a spore count level on anything I consume, whether it's watermelon or Cheez-Its or bread or whatever the heck it is. That's we're going to ask about the spore counts. All right, four, the residual solvents used. Okay, information regarding trace metals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and whether the cannabis has been genetically modified, GMO/GM, or had additives added before the point of sale. All right. Good information. Very good information. Five, product name, batch number, origin, and weight of the cannabis. Okay, so there you have it. So those things will be required to be on your packaging if you're going to wholesale or retail your cannabis. All right, 3-3707. Here come the exemptions. A, commerce in cannabis that has more than 1% THC shall be limited to adults who are at least 18 years of age. Okay. B, no person or entity shall knowingly sell or transfer cannabis that has more than 1% THC to a person under 18 years of age, with the exception of a parent or legal guardian who transfers cannabis, and they spelled that wrong, guys, right there, 3-3707B, line 3, to their minor child out of medical necessity. So, okay, a parent or legal guardian may provide medical marijuana to a school nurse, a counselor, for the administration of such cannabis out of medical necessity to their minor child while attending school. And already there's some states, I think Colorado, that has allowed that to happen. C, no person under the age of 18 shall knowingly or lawfully purchase, cultivate, sell, possess, or use any cannabis that has more than 1% THC, but there shall be no age restriction for the possession or use of cannabis with 1% THC or less. Retailers who do due diligence to discover the appropriate age of a purchaser shall not be held liable for sales or transfer to minors where false identification was produced by underage persons. Wow. I'm sure that happens a lot. All right. D, nothing in this chapter prevents the owner or lessor or private property to prohibit the smoking of cannabis on that private property. So if you want to smoke your cannabis, you can do that. And Silver Sister is in the building. Woo-hoo! All right. So if you've got private property, you can smoke it. And all right. Unlike now, I mean, some HOAs are even allowing people to smoke on their porches. I'm not so sure in the front, but definitely in the back. That's for sure. Okay. E, religious ministries. Religious ministries shall be exempt from all arrests, detentions, inspections, taxes, fees, and licensing as pertains to cannabis, cannabis products, and cannabis food products, as defined in this act. No inspections, licenses, or taxes shall be required or levied for the sale, purchase, cultivation, manufacture, processing, distribution, or transportation of cannabis, cannabis food products, or cannabis products. Religious ministries may also prepare cannabis-infused food and drink for consumption or sale, according to their tradition. Ha! Well, there you go. So depending on, you know, what their tradition is, whether it's eating it or smoking it or rubbing oil all over their bodies with it, then you can go ahead and partake. Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. Religious ministries may also prepare cannabis-infused food and drink for consumption or sale according to the tradition, including, but not limited to, kosher, halal, and any other method. Religious ministries shall not be penalized by the state of Arizona for, nor restricted or prevented from recommending cannabis for spiritual care to their members who seek such help. Ministries shall function according to their tradition and set their own cannabis standards, policies, and procedures. All right. So I know there's several religious institutions that have popped up all over our country because of cannabis and So that's their claim. So with this, you've got to be protected. Mm-hmm. Okay. Driving under the influence. Let's see what's going on out there. 3-3708. A. This chapter does not prevent the imposition of any civil, criminal, or other penalties for operating, navigating, or being in actual physical control of any motor vehicle, aircraft, or motorboat while under the influence of cannabis, except notwithstanding any other provision of law, no person may be arrested, prosecuted, convicted, or penalized in any manner, including any civil penalty or disciplinary action by a court or occupational or professional licensing board or bureau, or be denied any right or privilege for having cannabis or its components and metabolites in the person's body or breath or in the person's possession. This section prohibits, among other things, arrest, prosecution, conviction, or penalty for a DUI per se offense, which is currently defined by ARS 28-1381A3. And that's the, you know, you guys can write these numbers down and go back to the ARS and look them up, but if we went to every statute that they were amending or changing or allowing or not allowing, we'd be here for like 40 years trying to read this thing. So we're going to just let you do your own little research. All right. Okay. B, in a prosecution for driving under the influence, including under ARS 28-1381-A1 and ARS 28-1381-A3, the state shall not be permitted to enter into evidence any test or analysis of a person's body, breath, hair, or skin that indicates the nanogram level of THC or active or inactive THC metabolites or components in or on the person's body. Huh. I'm going to say, why? Because there should be a clause where it says the level of metabolites of THC in your system don't correlate to intoxication. So with alcohol, you can say we have 0.08. That's our level of intoxication. Tiger Woods is being sued because his bartender had a 3 times the legal limit, and they let him leave, and he crashed his car and died. You can measure that. You can say, you know, at this level in a person's body, 0.08 would be different if you were a bigger guy versus a smaller person, right? So a bigger guy would have to drink a whole lot more beer than that small person. Okay, that makes sense. But THC, or metabolites in our the cannabinoid metabolites in the body don't correlate like that. They're not the same. So I'm teeny tiny, and I smoke a whole lot of marijuana, and I'm fine to drive. Now, someone else might do that, and they might not be fine to drive, and they could be 300 pounds, and it would affect them totally differently. They have to sit on the couch and eat Doritos and watch a movie for a while. And you can eat organic Doritos. Hello. Feel good about your snacking. All right. Oh. Okay. So where were we? See, a person shall not be subject to revocation, suspension, or cancellation of a driver's license based solely on the presence of cannabis or its metabolites in or on the person's body. Okay. D, no person may be required to install an ignition interlock device or any other similar device in the person's vehicle, home, body, or other property based solely on a finding that the person was actually impaired by cannabis while driving. It shall not be required based solely on a finding that there was cannabis or its metabolites in the person's body or breath or in the person's possession while driving, unless actual impairment is also proven. Okay, well, those, that doesn't make sense. You've got two conflicting. I wish I had printed this out, because we're going to have to go back to these things and figure out what the heck. Oh, here, have some marijuana. If a person's impaired, you should get busted for that. If they've done something wrong while they're driving and they're impaired, then that's a problem. And if they're not, that's what I'm saying. You can't, you can't count the metabolite of cannabis in a person's body and say that 5 equals, you know, impairment. I could have 500 and I still wouldn't be impaired. So We got to work on D, guys. We'll figure it out. Or maybe I'm just not reading correctly. You guys can explain to me. Let's do that. All right. Gun rights. Here we go. 3-3709. A person's right to own, keep, and bear arms shall not be infringed by law enforcement or the state of Arizona based on the person's use, consumption, sale, processing, manufacture, cultivation, production, purchase, possession, or transportation of cannabis, cannabis products, cannabis accessories, or religious expression. Just taking one of our basic rights away, you can't do it. So, you know, that's a hard basic right to take, to try and take away from somebody. All right. B, a person's possession of a firearm shall not be recorded in any report, whether written, electronic, digital, photographic, or otherwise, by law enforcement or any state governmental agency based on the fact that the person possessed the firearm in the vicinity of a person's use, consumption, sale, manufacture, cultivation, production, purchase, possession, extraction, transportation, ministry, or processing of cannabis, cannabis products, cannabis food products, or cannabis accessories. All right, so there's your gun rights right there. Basically, you can't. Just don't. Not even. All right. We're on page, we're at the end of page 4 and there's 16. Search and seizure, 3-3710. Except as provided for in this chapter, no search or arrest shall be made, or any personal or real property be seized or fortified based upon finding that cannabis is or was in the process of being possessed, purchased, used, cultivated, extracted, produced, transported, manufactured, administered, given, or sold, or any other use. B, if a warrant is issued in violation of subsection A of this section, the law enforcement agency that obtained this warrant shall be subject to a civil penalty of a minimum $50,000 payable to the person who was arrested or who owns the property that was searched or seized, and the agents carrying out the order shall be guilty of a Class 5 felony. All seized property shall be returned to the owner forthwith. A private cause of action for the recovery of this penalty shall be accepted by the Superior Court having geographic jurisdiction over the place where the violation occurred. The filing fee for such an action shall not exceed $10. There shall be no immunity from the penalty by statute or otherwise, including based on the claim of having acted in, quote, good faith. Wow. Interesting.
Well, I think they should be held responsible for their actions.
Oh, absolutely. You're trying to change our entire thing. But it's true, we all have enough on this planet so that every single human being could thrive and not just survive. Look it up. Go to YouTube and watch Thrive. Check it out. It's pretty cool. Alrighty then. You know what else is pretty cool?
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
I do that every time. I forget to smoke weed on the break. Put some weed in it. That's alright. You're gonna give a shout out, and I'll be able to smoke some. So welcome back to Weekday Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. I did send out an email this morning letting everyone know we're reading the initiative on air, one of the initiatives that are coming for 2020 cannabis legalization. We want to give a shout out to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. Come try out one of our new CBD line. Check it out. It's awesome. It's organic. And it's wonderful. And we've got all sorts of other CBD products because we know y'all want variety out there. So we've got gummy bears, relief toads, which I really like the flavor of. I know not many people do, but I really like it. I don't know. It just kind of tastes like a sour gummy to me. So, yeah. I don't see how you put it like that. We've got bongs and pipes and, excuse me, all sorts of accessories. You do not have to be a patient to come into Tumbleweeds Health Center and buy CBD. You have to be a patient if you go into the dispensaries and you want to get it, and you have to have your card. But we have a lot of people that just don't even feel the need to get the card because just the CBD, the isolates, and the full spectrums are helping them a great deal. So they feel like they don't need the card. And that's what we say to people. You know, not everybody does need it, but if you want it, we have that for you. It's just $249. That includes the state fee, the doctor fee, processing. We'll take a pretty picture, we'll send it all in, and it takes about 2 weeks right now to get your cards. They're kind of backed up at the state there. If you are on food stamps and you can get us the correct documentation, which is a card with your name printed on it like a credit card, then we can get you a $75 discount, which is just spectacular. So, let me just let you know real quick, if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com,
and you check out our certification section, you can find out, bless you, what conditions qualify you. You can book an appointment. You can read all the fees and get all the prices. And if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, Hep C, agitation of Alzheimer's, and if you also have chronic pain, you're eligible for a medical cannabis card. If you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or just the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that produces severe and chronic pain, nausea, cachexia, wasting syndrome, seizures, including epilepsy, or severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430, thctucson@gmail.com, or just go to our website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And welcome, Cannabis Kids, live from a garage somewhere in Tucson.
Woo woo! Howdy, everybody.
How's it going?
I'm hanging in there. I miss you, ladies.
Well, we miss you, too. You need to get over here and smoke some marijuana with us.
Yeah, these days have been a little busy, but good busy. Just I wanted to hear a little bit more of the initiative. It's a really exciting time. You know, we've been through this a few times, and, you know, trying to hear what some of these groups are coming up with. You know, we're seeing – we're hearing a lot of good things, and we're hearing a lot of things that make me question, do we need to get the right people in there to make sure that everyone's being heard? So,
well,
you know, with these initiatives and being represented, yeah, being heard and represented, you know, with these initiatives, sometimes it's kind of one-sided, and it can tend to not cover everybody. And that's really what we're looking for with this medicine. So it's just thanks, Belle, for reading this off today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor. And you're right. It is exciting times. We have seen a whole lot. We've seen a lot of these initiatives come through. And, we're very honest about our positions about the initiatives because we need it to represent everybody. And we need it to, you know, we need everybody to be heard in this from our.
Right.
Oh, my God, look at that. From patients to from patients to business owners to caregivers to just loved ones. I think everybody needs to have a voice here, and hopefully we'll be able to do so. It is exciting times. We'll see what happens. The other initiative from the ADA, the Arizona Dispensary Association, we know already that they're going to try to take our rights away and our rights to have other businesses, you know, other than theirs start and flourish. And, you know, we're just not going to vote for something like that. There's absolutely no reason to be greedy in this. It's a plant. There's enough for everyone. There's, you know,
absolutely.
It's like I said, Costco and Cisco, these companies are not afraid of the farmers markets, and dispensaries shouldn't be either. You know, it's just there's enough for everyone to share. And if you're that greedy, then that's not a good initiative. That's not a good thing. So we'll see what happens when that one comes out. But they say they're only 70% done or something like that. And this one is by Stacey Theus, Alex Gentry, and a few others that we'll have on air in a couple weeks when I get done rambling and actually finish reading the initiative. But it's a long one. It's 16 pages, and we're on page 5. So we're going to continue
stay
to read
tuned.
It. Stay on the line here with us, and we're going to continue reading it. And you can comment as you'd like, as we have been doing. So at 3-3711. This is retroactive application and post-conviction relief and expungement. Oh, this is going to be good. Okay. A, any person who is alleged to have committed an offense prior to the effective date of this act that was defined under ARS 133405 or 133408 is alleged to have committed any other offenses that is predicated in whole or in part on a violation of ARS 133405 or ARS 133408 shall be sentenced to the provisions of this act and not under the sentencing provisions in effect at the time that the offense was committed. B.
Wow.
Any person who was sentenced prior to the effective date of this act under ARS 133405B or ARS 133408B, or who was sentenced following a conviction for the commission of any other offense that is predicated in whole or part on a violation of ARS 133405 or ARS 133408 shall have the right to have the sentence modified as follows. One. Any person who is sentenced to a term of incarceration or probation prior to the effective date of this act under ARS 133405B or 133408B, or who was sentenced following a conviction for the commission of any other offense that is predicated in whole or part on a violation of 3405 or 3408, may file a motion to modify sentence to judge, commissioner, justice of peace, or magistrate who pronounced sentence or imposed probation, or such judge, commissioner, justice of the peace, or magistrate's successor in office. Okay. No later than 30 days from the filing date of the motion to modify sentence, the court shall either grant the motion to modify sentence or, if the state objects, schedule a contested resentencing hearing. Three, at the hearing on the motion to modify sentence, the court shall determine the following, that A, if currently serving a term of incarceration or probation, whether the person would have been sentenced to a shorter term or no term at all of incarceration or probation under this act. B, if the court determines that a shorter term or no term at all would have been imposed under this section as amended, it shall grant the motion to modify sentence and order a modification of sentence that is consistent with the penalty provisions of this act instead. Under no circumstances may a modification of sentence under the section result in the imposition of additional penalties. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Good. Four, the court shall grant the motion to modify sentence no later than 30 days from the date of the filing of the motion to modify sentence. See, so that's just keeping it timely. Let's not get things backed up in court where it's like, 17 months later, it's just like, hello. See, at any time after the completion of defendant's sentence imposed pursuant to this section or imposed pursuant to 3405B or 3408B or pursuant to a conviction for the commission of any other offense that is predicated in whole or part on a violation of ARS 3405 or ARS 3408, the defendant may file a petition to expunge conviction with the judge, justice of the peace, or magistrate who pronounced sentence or imposed probation, or such judge, justice of the peace, or magistrate successor in office. One, within 30 days of the filing of a petition to expunge conviction, if the court determines that the defendant's conduct would not result in a criminal conviction under this act, then the court shall order as follows. Cannabis Kid, are you still good, or you have to get going there?
I have to get going, Belle.
All right. You have an awesome day. Thanks for chiming in.
You too, ladies.
And we hope to see you next week. We love you. Cannabis Kid.
Yes, we love you too. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Cannabis Kid. We'll take them as we get them. Okay. Penalties. Excuse me. Got some allergies going on. I'm supposed to take, Mulberries. I got to get some mulberries. Okay. 3-3712. A, any person who is under 18 years of age and is in possession of cannabis containing more than 1% THC shall be remanded forthwith by the arrest agency to the authority of the person's parent or legal guardian. If the person is at least 18 years of age or who has a valid Arizona medical marijuana patient registration card, he shall be released forthwith. So that's like, you know, if you're 18, are you really 18 or under, or are you 18 or over? I mean, we got, oh, you're 18 or over if you have a card. All right. B, any person who is at least 18 years of age or older who sells or transfers cannabis containing more than 1% THC to another person who is 15, 16, or 17 years of age is guilty of a Class 3 misdemeanor and shall be subject to a fine not to exceed $750. We'll have to chat about that one too. You writing this down? Good job. Any person who is at least 18 years of age or who sells or transfers cannabis containing more than 1% THC to another person who is under the age of 15 is guilty of a Class 2 misdemeanor and be subject to a civil fine of $1,000. Huh. Okay. D, unless otherwise provided in this chapter, all other violations of the chapter are subject to a civil penalty as follows. 1, for the first violation, not to exceed $50. $50 bill. 2, for the second violation, not to exceed $150. 3, for the third and subsequent violations within one calendar year, not to exceed $200. What if there's a fourth one? That's what I was going to ask. H, notwithstanding any other law, no purchases, surcharges, fees, or other multipliers may increase the maximum civil penalties in any amount beyond those here listed. So that's it. Your biggest fine is, the $1,000 fine. But interesting. Okay, we'll have to chat about the fine section too. All right. 3-3713, public and private property and business owners' rights and protections. A, this chapter does not require an employer to allow or accommodate the possession or consumption of cannabis or cannabis products in the workplace and does not affect the ability of employers to enact and enforce workplace policies restricting the consumption of cannabis by employees in the workplace. Okay, well, that's just saying, you know, don't get trashed at work. I mean, come on. You can work for a marijuana company, just don't be trashed there. Be responsible. B. So that basically says your employer can bust you or, you know, say, hey, give me all your weed. B. This chapter does not prohibit a person who owns, manages, or leases private real or personal property from prohibiting or otherwise regulating the smoking, production, processing, manufacture, or sale of cannabis and cannabis products on or in that private property. C, in addition to the private property rights provided for above, the possession of cannabis shall be prohibited in the following places only. Okay, so here's where you can't do it. 1, in public school. Buses or other public school district vehicles. Okay, well, you know, that makes sense. If you're riding to school, you're still 18, dude, don't light up. But I can. 2, on the grounds of any public preschool, public primary, secondary school, but shall not be prohibited on the grounds of any public university, college, community college, or post-secondary educational institution. Private schools may set their own policies and procedures for cannabis education at their institutions. Okay. We'll talk about how that applies to 18-year-olds that are still in high school. Because if they're just walking around with, like, their weed, you know, rolled up like the Marvel Man used to do in their pockets, they ain't gonna fly. Okay. 3. No government buildings or any correctional facility except as otherwise provided in this chapter. D. In addition to the private property rights provided for above, smoking cannabis is prohibited in the following places only. 1, government buildings or any correctional facility. However, correctional facilities shall allow for edible, oil, encapsulated, or any other non-smokable method of delivery of medical marijuana for prisoners at current civilian market prices without additional fees, taxes, or fines, or any other financial multipliers. Two, any means of public transportation, such as public trains and public buses. Okay, so what about vaping? Good question. Yeah, because, you know, what if you want to take a train ride across the country? I mean, that's rough to say you can't take your medicine on the train, you know. Well, you can get off the train and vape, I guess. You know, that's when you stop in Modesto, California. Hi, Kevin. Okay. Interpretation. Here's a good one. 3-3714. Interpretation. In any criminal, civil, or administrative matter, if a provision of this act or its application to any person or circumstances found to be ambiguous or unclear, the court shall interpret the provision against the government and in the manner that is most favorable to the individual in any criminal, civil, or administrative proceeding. Okay. That just says it's in favor of the cannabis user. Severability. 3-3715. If any provision of this act or the application of any such provision to any person or circumstances held invalid by the Supreme Court, the remainder of this chapter, to the extent it can be given effect, or the application of such provisions to persons or circumstances other than those as to which it is held invalid, shall not be affected thereby. And to this end, the provisions of the act are severable. Wow. Okay. That's a lot. Okay. Section 4, Article 13, Title 42, Chapter 3, Arizona Revised Statutes, is amended by adding Article 13 to read, Article 13, Cannabis and Cannabis Products. And this is levy and rates of tax, 42-3601A. Except as provided for in the subsections below, there is levied and imposed and shall be collected by the Department of Revenue a tax on all cannabis and cannabis products sold retail to any person that shall not exceed the prevailing general retail sales tax. Okay. B, taxes shall not be levied on cannabis food products. There shall be no tax levied, imposed, or collected on cannabis, cannabis food products, or cannabis products that are sold by wholesalers, including distributors, producers, small farms, and home gardens. D. No cannabis-specific taxes may be levied. All right. Disposition of revenue. 423602. A. Each quarter, the Department of Revenue shall transfer all monies exceeding the amount needed to implement and enforce Title III, Chapter 21 in any fiscal year. 40% of the transferred money shall be distributed to school districts and charter schools in proportion to each school's weighted student count for the fiscal year pursuant to Section 15943, Paragraph 2, Subdivision A, for education-related expenses, including compensation of teachers, classified employers, art and humanities programs, and operation costs of kindergarten programs and grades 1 through 12, 60% of transferred money shall be distributed to AHCCCS for expanded health care related expenses for qualifying individuals and families for health care costs, fees, prescription medication, facilities, and caregiver compensation. B. All taxes collected pursuant to this article shall be deposited pursuant to Section 35146 and 35147 and transferred quarterly to the State General Fund to be dispersed only as described in this chapter. Penalties pursuant to Title III, Chapter 21 shall be placed in the State General Fund to be used by the Arizona Department of Education solely for the additional funding of K through 12 special education programs and equipment. Section 5, Amendments. The following consists of actual Arizona revised statutes that the changes set forth in this act amend, repeal, or just delete altogether. All right. Okay. We're going to read just a little bit of this because it's almost just time to go. So section 13-3401 Arizona Revised Statute is amended to read definitions in this chapter unless the context otherwise required. One, administer means to apply, inject, or facilitate the inhalation or ingestion of a substance to the body of a person. Two, amidone means any substance identified chemically as, and this didn't come through on my computer, so it's a huge, long technical term, diphenol, dimethylamine, heptanone, but I didn't get all the numbers because it didn't come through, or any salt of such substance by whatever trade name designated. Three, board means the Arizona State Board of Pharmacy. They've crossed out, and oh, they took this from the last one. They crossed out the word cannabis means the following substance under whatever name they may be designed. They crossed out all of A and part of B, and some of, and they crossed out the number five, but left four. Quote, cocoa leaves means cocaine. It's optical isomers and any compound, manufactured salt, derivative, mixture, or preparation of cocoa leaves, except derivatives of cocoa leaves which do not contain cocaine. Econanine or substances from which cocaine or econanine may be synthesized or made. Five, they're changing. Oh, okay, they changed five to four. They're changing six to five. Dangerous drug means the following, but whatever official, common, usual, chemical, or trade name designated. A, any material, compound, mixture, or preparation that contains any quantity of the following hallucinogenic substances and their salt isomers, whether optical, positional, or geometric, and salts of isomers, unless specifically accepted, whenever the existence of such salt isomers and salts of isomers is possible within the specific chemical designation. And then it lists one. This is small one, and this is where we're going to probably shut down because it lists all these isomers, and we're going to let you just, because the names are so big and I'm not a chemist and it's so long, they get down to 10, 25, 26, 27, 28. It looks like a dot, 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 28, if you can read Roman numerals, which I can. 28 different isomers. And wow, that, okay, so we're going to stop here with the isomers. I'm not going to botch them all up. We'll name a few, but we're going to stop here for now because it is actually the end of the show already. I can't believe that. That went crazy fast, just like this whole year. It's half over already. That's insane. All right, use cannabis, everybody. It's good for you. It's a plant. Don't let it scare you. It's a good plant. You know, it's like delicious lollipop. Oh, we want to say goodbye to Conway Sooty and Doris Day. And Doris, I want to say thank you so much to Doris Day Park, and I always get it every time. We love you, and thank you for all you did for our comedic world and for our hearts. What great people. Doris Day. Conway Sooty. No, not Conway Sooty. Oh, man. Oh, Tim Conway. Sorry, not Conway, buddy. Tim. Well, anyway, you made us laugh, and thank you all for that. You guys all have a wonderful weekday, Wednesday. Get out there, share your knowledge about cannabis and how awesome it is and how it can just help save the entire planet. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. We love you all. Have an awesome day. Woo! Thank you, Tumbleweed Health Center, Studio C. Come on down, check us out.